What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Alwyn the Sheriff podcast. I am Alwyn Sheriff, aka Alwyn the Sheriff. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. I see we got some new faces in here. Ooh, okay, okay. Well, it's time for a lesson from the teacher. Well, I'm actually just a substitute teacher for now, but I will be back next week. I'm just playing. Anyway, let's get to it. For some of you who are brand new on here, my name is Alwyn the Sheriff. I talk about three subjects, which are science, technology, and psychology. They each get their own 8-minute segments. I talk about what the heck I read during the week, and hopefully you find it very interesting. All right, let's get into it. This is the first minute. The first subject we're going to dive into is science. Before we get to that, just a quick announcement. If you find that you really love this podcast and really appreciate everything that I talk about, I ask that you please go and check out my website, alwynthesheriff.com. I got merch on there, got masks, joggers, hoodies, check them all out. If you don't like clothing, if you could check out my Patreon and possibly support me on there, or even click on that donation link on my website, I really appreciate that. Everything helps, everything helps, everything helps. And I mean everything helps. Not everything. I'm not talking about the things that don't matter. Like if you send me cotton swabs in the mail and stuff, that's a whole nother conversation. But, and also that would be an insult. But nah, just go check out some of that stuff on there. I'd really appreciate it if you guys could support me. And yeah, let's freaking get to it. Let's see. So the first subject is science. So I read an article from Futurism this week. It's called, "There's a 50% Chance That We're Living in a Simulation." Now, when I first read that title, I thought to myself, what the frickin' heck are you talking about? Like, and this is from a Columbia professor, right? Because it's like, I know a lot of people have, you know, strange conversations, but the conversations just keep on getting stranger and stranger, man. And it's like, well, I guess it's not fair to say that for this conversation, because like, obviously, I think this debate goes back, you know, decades. But like, when I hear something like this, man, I'm just like, okay, like, what's the rationale behind it? You know what I mean? Anyway, let me just give you a little bit of details. So this article talks about a Columbia University astronomer by the name of David Kipping, who builds upon Bostrom's trilemma. And he basically argues that there's a 50% chance that we're living in a frickin' simulation. Now, Bostrom's trilemma lays out three propositions, and he says that at least one of these are true. The first says that civilizations usually go extinct before developing the capability of creating reality simulations. The second one is advanced civilizations usually have no interest in creating simulations. Why am I saying simulations? The third one is we're almost certainly living inside a computer civilization. Okay, I think I keep on confusing civilization with simulation. Anyway, the article points out a few other things. He collapses two of the first propositions into one. He talks about the fact that the more we dive deeper into discovering whether or not we do live in a simulation, our computing power actually decreases, and that maybe there will come a day where, depending on whether or not our technology improves, we'll be able to figure out whether or not we are indeed, in fact, living in a simulation. I just read this article, and to be honest, dude, just off the top of my head, I was like, yo, there's just no freaking way we're living in a simulation, man. Like, I don't know, I just call it as I see it, man. I just think there's just not enough, you know, to show that. Like, and maybe I'm just being naive here. Count me out of the debate if you want to, man. But I feel like if we were really living in a simulation, like, we'd be seeing glitches everywhere. Like, nothing's perfect, man. Like, I feel like, dude, like, has anybody ever seen that new movie, Antebellum, man? Like, has anybody, like, watched the trailer where you just literally see, like, the airplane glitch in and out of the sky? I feel like we'd be seeing stuff like that. You know what I mean? And just based off that, we'd be like, yo, I think I'm in a computer game or whatever it is, man. I think it's real. You know, like, I feel like stuff occurring like that would be real if we were living in a simulation. Like, I feel like nothing's perfect. And I feel like, you know, the programmers, whatever they were trying to accomplish from the start, obviously they would have to clear out a lot of bugs. But I feel like we see a lot of stuff going on. Not only that, but I feel like if we really did, like, believe we were living in a simulation, and like the fact that we were indeed living in a simulation, we would see things that would make us feel like we're invincible. Like, has anybody seen that episode of Family Guy where he feels like he's just like invincible because like, I feel like, because I think Death was on a break or something and he was sleeping on his couch. And every single time someone like did something to Peter or anyone in general, like stabbing them or throwing a bottle at their head, they wouldn't die. Like, I feel like we would see small glitches like that and we'd just be like, yo, it's Grand Theft Auto Day. Like, let's go ham. Like, you'd see people driving, you'd see people stealing meat trucks and driving the entire truck back to their clans. Like, we'd go into, you know, and we'd just be in an anarchist society, man. Like, people were going crazy. Like, you'd see me just, like, being the first person, like, trying to, like, you know, like trying to steal meat trucks and stuff like that and driving back to my clan. Like, yo, we are the Hoo-Ha clan. Like, ah, like, don't mess with us. Yeah, we know we have like a dozen lives. So, and it, I don't know. Maybe I'm just sounding, maybe I'm just sounding stupid here, man. Maybe I am just sounding stupid, but I feel like at the end of the day, man, if we were living in a simulation, it would be hilarious. And I think I remember like, seeing Elon Musk on like a Joe Rogan podcast talk about this, man, like, and I didn't even know what to say. I didn't really like quite listen to his rationale. I can't remember what he said. I know that he feels, you know, somewhat that we're probably living in a simulation. And I just, I don't know. Maybe I just need to listen to more of, you know, yeah, maybe I just need to listen to the debate more, man. Cause it just seems too far-fetched to me, man. Like for real though. Like, and on top of that, man, like, I feel like, I mean, well, I guess it's fair to say that we do somewhat see glitches in society, you know, with UFOs and stuff like that. There are some things that we just can't explain, like, you know, like, who's ever seen ships go at the speed of light like that? You know, it's just, like, insane, but I don't know. I don't have too much time to talk on this. I think I have, like, 10 seconds left, but I just, I don't know. I guess my concluding thoughts on this is, look, man, the day that we all find out this is a simulation, I'm going ham. I'm going nuts. That's all I gotta say. Like, I'm stealing some serious meat trucks, man. Like, some serious... Bring me the mutton! Anyway, so yeah, getting into our next subject. Our next subject is technology. Now, I read an article from Business Insider, and this article basically talks about a London startup called Notpla. And they're making plastic alternatives that are made out of seaweed. And they're working on seaweed condiment packets to everyday grocery store bags. They're trying to essentially use seaweed material to as alternatives for, you know, our everyday plastic uses. Look, man, off the bat, before I even get into some of the details of the article, when I first heard about this, I thought this was freaking awesome. And I really mean that. Like, I'm actually going to do my next business shout out on this company because I think it's really important to find companies like these every single day that are actively trying to, you know, find ways to, you know, save the environment and reduce the amount of pollution. Like, I think I read somewhere in this article that, you know, we're dropping 30 billion... pieces of plastic waste into the environment every single year. We're 300 million tons of plastic made every single year that's dropped into our environment. And it's just sick, man. And it's just like, yeah, and I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm not going to act perfect. Like, you know, I'm not like, I don't want to be a hypocrite. Yeah, I still use plastics. I find it hard to weed myself off of them sometimes. It's just like, it's insane to think about just how much, like, it's just crazy to think about how dependent we actually are on them, like, in society. You know, when I've tried my best, I've looked online, like, I've you know, even personally tried to reuse plastic bags or, you know, use biodegradable bags. But at the end of the day, it's difficult, you know what I mean? And so I'm just happy to, you know, find a company like this. And I'm definitely going to be doing my next awesome, hilarious business video on these guys. Anyway, let's get into some of the notes from the article. They're basically talking about how single-use plastics account for more than half of the 300 million tons of plastic made every year. This new seaweed plastic bag can biodegrade in 4 to 6 weeks. Rodrigo Garcia, who is the co-founder of the company, says that seaweed is an abundant resource and that it doesn't need much to grow. And this includes water and land and other resources as well. Right now, they keep their pricing private, but right now, they are selling to wholesalers with customers who put emphasis on eco-friendly products. That's freaking awesome. Single-use plastics are everywhere in our daily life, and they account for more than half of the 300 million tons of plastic made every year. I already said that point, but it's important to say it again because we have to make it apparent to you guys and people like me as well. Like, this is not a game. Like, this is not a joke. Like, our plastic use is insane. We got to find a way to fix this issue. And yeah, this is, yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, man, just my thoughts. Like, again, like, I think that this idea is awesome. I'm definitely going to be making my next business shout out video on it. I think that it's great that companies like these are trying to, you know, actively find ways to, you know, drastically change our lives. We're so used to using plastic bags every day, it's not even funny. Like me, like, even off the top of my head, I think to myself, well, what am I going to put all of my trash in? You know what I mean? Like, what am I going to, what's easy enough? What's easier to handle than a plastic bag? You know what I mean? Like, whether I'm, you know, whether I'm carrying stuff out of my house, whether I'm trying to put, you know, whether I'm trying to, you know, find different places to, you know, store all of my personal items, whether I'm looking for things to, you know, set up as a trash bag when I'm at, you know, some kind of event or I'm at a picnic with my family. It's like, what's more convenient to use? And, you know, for them to come up with an alternative like that. And I hope it's working. I haven't personally seen the product myself, and I haven't read too much about what customers think of it. But I was just reading this article, and I was just thinking to myself in the back of my head, like, this is like, dude, this is great. And I hope that it's working for them. I think that they said they're also going to continue to try to find other products to focus on. I think I mentioned condiments earlier, but they're also trying to find different products that we use every single day to make seaweed out of, essentially. I wonder how expensive it is to produce this, you know, because they are doing private pricing right now. I wonder how that's going to factor into, you know, the whole production of this product and making it, you know, widely available, you know, to people all over the world. I just wonder, you know, what that's, I wonder what that's going to be looking like. But, yeah, man. Yeah. It's companies like these that I live for, essentially. That's all it really comes down to, man. And I feel like people are going to get inspired by this. I feel like people are going to be able to look at these seaweed plastic bags and think to themselves, yo, what else could we possibly make our plastic bags out of? Like, has anybody seen that movie? Like, I'm mentioning so many movies today, but I love movies. I'm a movie buff. Has anybody seen that? And I'm only saying this just because, like, I think this would be a great idea for them to consider down the line. But has anyone seen that movie, like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory? Do you remember that scene where I think it's, what's her name? Veruca Salt. She's licking, like, the lickable wallpaper. I'm talking about the first Willy Wonka. Yeah, like, yeah, this is for all the 90s babies out there and whatnot. But like the old, like, Willy. In fact, that movie was made way before the 90s. What am I talking about? Anyway, just people who know the original joint, like, yeah. But like the scene where she's licking the lickable wallpaper, I think it'd be really interesting for them to try something like that, like do something similar. Like, you know, I don't know, they make their, they decide to make plastic bags out of, I don't know, lickable substances, make them edible or something. You know what I mean? Like you get your plastic bag, you put all of your items in it, you know, you're walking, you know, down the street, and you just start licking your plastic bag. Like, this tastes good. Like I'm dropping off my supplies and I can, you know, lick something that tastes great. You know, like, I'm running out of time here, but In fact, I think it'd be extremely awkward to see a grown man, probably like in his 50s or 60s, walking down the street licking a plastic bag. What am I talking about? No, I think that'd be an awesome idea, though. I think it'd be revolutionary. It'd be weird, and I like weird, but definitely revolutionary. It could change the world. Yeah, bro. Word to Grandpa Joe. But yeah, bro. Yeah, my time is up for this subject. But final words, I guess. Final quick words. Yeah, man, go seaweed. And the last subject is psychology. This is actually one of my favorite subjects because I'm always trying to find different ways. I'm always trying to find different articles to read about how I can improve myself and also share it with you guys as well. So the last subject is psychology. I read an article from Positive Psychology News. The name of the article is, Are You Taking Care of This Important Relationship? This article was written by Yashi Srivastava. And this article essentially talks about one thing and one thing only. It's not your girlfriend. It's not your dogs. It's not your boyfriend. It's not your best friends. It's not your homies. It's not none of that. It's yourself. I love this article because it talks about yourself. Are you taking care of that one important relationship? Here's some of the notes. This article talks about no matter how hard you try, you can't get away from yourself. That's 100%. Most people tend to be much harder on themselves than they are on others. And she also references some of Dr. John Gottman's research on romantic relationships and the magic ratio. So for every one negative interaction you have with your significant other, and this is John Gottman, this is based on Dr. John Gottman's research. For every one negative interaction you have with your significant other, they must have at least five other positive interactions. Now he's talking about the individuals who are in this relationship. So what ratios are you creating for yourself? I feel like that ratio like would actually be perfect for individuals as well. Like for every negative thing that's happened to you or for every negative thought that comes into your head, try to have five other positive thoughts. You know what I mean? And I just love this article in general because I think that self-care is extremely important. Here are some more notes. It talks about how, now here are some of the things that she recommends. Here are three things she says. She says, it's important to remember to say, I love you to yourself every single day. That's one. The second is to remind yourself that suffering is only temporary. And the third is to build emotional agility. That's accepting your emotions, learning from your emotions, and learning to grow with them as well. And yeah, I just love overall that this article is about self-care. Just thoughts off the top of my head, man. I think it's beautiful. I've struggled for quite a while myself, you know, when it comes to really accepting who I am and just trying my best not to, look at other people and say to myself, oh, my life is based on them. You know what I mean? Because I think that's what I've done a lot. I've attributed a lot of my life to other people, whether they've done things for me or whether, you know, I felt like they were always going to have my back. I've always cared too much about people. Like, and this was whether or not I attributed anything to them. I've just always cared more about people than I actually have myself. And so I've ended up, you know, pushing myself to a certain extent, you know, when it came to a very high extent, in fact, just came to helping people or just doing things for people and hardly doing anything for myself. And at times I kind of felt like it's because I didn't deserve it. You know what I mean? Because I grew up, you know, thinking to myself a lot of the time, oh, I'm stupid. You know, I'm ugly. You know, not a lot of stuff is going to work out for me in the future. You know, I'm not smart enough. And I remember going through this every single day. And it was extremely difficult for me to deal with the fact that, you know, I'm just a human being. Everybody's a human being at the end of the day. I think that's really important to understand. We all have emotions. We all have fears. We're always, you know, we're always constantly thinking about what others might think of us. And I feel like at the end of the day, once you accept yourself and understand that you're a human being and understand that you deserve more and that you should be more confident, thriving, and you know, and a happier person, life gets so much better for you. And it's a process. It's not easy. It's not something that you learn overnight. Like, this is something that, you know, can take a while to do. And it took me quite a while to do. And I'm glad I'm finally in a place where, you know, I truly am happy with myself and what I've become. And yeah, man, self-care is extremely important. Let's see if I got some more additional notes on here from this. Yeah, I guess these are just more of some of my thoughts. I think this article is beautiful. You know, there's nothing more important than self-care. You really have to learn how to love yourself. You also have to learn to spoil yourself sometimes. Even when it comes to hard work, you know, and dedication, I think it's really important for people to be able to know when they deserve something, you know, and know when to get back on the grind. Like me, I've always had a hard time being able to, you know, find the distinction between that and just making myself suffer just because I have to work hard to get to the next level. Like, I found myself sacrificing so many things. Like, I found myself sacrificing sleep, meals, so many different things. And it got to a point where I was like, I don't deserve anything. I don't deserve this honey bun at Giant, or I don't deserve I don't like honey buns anymore. I think they're gross. So that was probably a bad example, but like, I don't deserve this. I don't deserve sleep. I don't deserve this great meal. I don't deserve to hang out with friends, because the only time, and I've rationalized this in my head multiple times, the only time I'll deserve something is when I finally made it. Once my dreams finally come true, whenever I'm rich and famous and all that, then I can enjoy all these things. And that's not healthy. That's not a healthy way to live. I think it's really important for people to not equate suffering with happiness. You have to be happy. If you have to take a break, dude, take a break. Like me, like, I ended up like not even posting a few videos last weekend, just because, like, I realized, yo, the toll it was taking on my head was insane. Like, I just can't do it. Like, it's just like, I post consistently every single day. And, you know, there are days where I feel like I'm not being appreciated, but at the same time, I'm like, yo, I love what I do. I'm not going to let this drive me insane. I'm not going to stress myself out about this. You know, life isn't easy, you know, and everyone goes through the exact same thing. You know, I'm a human being. I'll get through this. This isn't going to tear me down. But yeah, man, do not equate suffering with happiness. Like, do not sacrifice yourself, you know, to make things happen, you know, and just understand yourself. Be self-aware. Know how much you can take and how much you can't take. That's all it really is, man. And just a few more notes that I wrote down the other day on here, man, is just that, you know, if I'm stupid for thinking this. I was thinking to myself, yo, so like, and I only got a few more seconds to speak on this, and then I'll give you my final thoughts. But like, is there anything wrong with you having so much love for yourself that you leave your relationship with your like significant other? Like, or is it just like, and obviously it's important not to become conceited about it. Conceited about loving yourself. Like, to a certain degree, that's unhealthy. But like, is it wrong for you to leave a significant other because you have so much love for yourself and you feel like it's really important for you to, you know, continue building yourself and building what you have and what you want for yourself? And if not, I mean, it is what it is. I feel like it could just be common sense. It's like, you don't even have to worry too much about that. Like, if you want to build with an individual, it's great. And if they have an understanding of you and you have an understanding of them, that's absolutely great too. But I've always just thought to myself, like, are there certain sacrifices that have to be made? But I guess that's a conversation that you would have with your significant other. Anyway, that's the last subject, y'all. My name's Alan the Sheriff. Thank you so much for tuning in once again this week. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Make sure that if you're watching this on YouTube, you put a comment in the comment section. Make sure you like this video. If you're streaming this on any of the other podcast platforms, whether it's Spotify or Apple Podcasts or any of those other podcast sites that I've seen, I'll try and list some more of them at the bottom. Make sure that you leave a review. Make sure that you rate the joint. I really appreciate it. It lets people know, you know, whether or not this podcast is legit, whether people would consider messing with it moving forward if they decided to That is if they did decide to take the next step in listening to it themselves. But I'd really appreciate it. Also, make sure you go to alwintheSheriff.com. I said that at the beginning of the video. alwintheSheriff.com. Check out some of my merch. Tell me what you think. I always appreciate the feedback on my podcasts and my short videos as well. So make sure that you leave comments, you know, whether that be Instagram or any other site that I drop any of my videos on. Would really appreciate it. Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. Did I have concluding thoughts earlier? I think my concluding thought was, bruh, go lick yourself a plastic bag. Yo, this was the Alwin the Sheriff podcast. Peace out, y'all. Ah!